BBC Radio Solent.
24 minutes past eight. If you listen to Breakfast in Dorset regularly, you'll know that Charlotte, who usually does our travel and our weather, is terrified of dogs. And you'll also know from listening today that Charlotte is off today. So we've taken that as an opportunity to get a dog live in the studio. I'm joined by Charity, who is a three-year-old assistance dog. And with Charity, her owner, is it that way around, Nola, or does she own you?
She owns me.
Okay, then the woman that Charity owns is Nola Smith. And the background to this is that Charity is a therapy dog at Weymouth College. Just explain some of the background here, Nola.
So Charity started working on the 30th of October for student services at Weymouth College along with me. Mm-hmm. And at the moment, she's fully trained to be a disabled assistance dog, so she can take your socks off, empty the washing machine, do all those sort of
really?
Household chores.
I went out with somebody who was training an assistance dog a couple of years ago in Sherborne, and I couldn't believe all the stuff that they said they do in terms of, well, one of them they were saying we could operate your cash point if you needed to, like,
yeah,
put
she
your cash...
can't do that, thankfully, because okay. I think she'd steal my money.
I was going to say, I'll put my wallet safely to the corner of the studio just in case.
But some of her relatives I've known can do that, and she can press the buttons at the zebra crossings.
Oh,
and,
wow.
Collect your post for you.
Yeah.
So she is pretty talented. But within the college, her role is predominantly working with our really anxious students. So she does one-to-one sessions. She goes to counselling sessions with them, sits in exams. She doesn't pass the exams necessarily, but she sits in them. She goes to student classes. And at the moment, we've got our Year 11 students that are going to be starting, hopefully, doing that transition period, the ones that are really anxious. So she provides support for those as well.
She's got an absolutely lovely disposition. She's just sort of sat quietly in the studio, and there's only about a metre between Nola and myself, and Charity is kind of deciding which of us she wants to sit nearest at any given point and coming over for strokes. Forgive me, I'm not an expert. Is she a black lab?
Yes.
How did she come to Weymouth College then? What was your kind of, were you on the lookout for a assistance dog like her?
No, not at all. My mum and I have been socialisers for a charity called Woofability.
Yes.
Which trained this charity up. And I was socialising her, and within my 5 days of socialising her, she came to Weymouth College for a couple of days.
Yeah.
The college fell in love with her, and when I went to take her back, I was asked if I would consider keeping her.
Right.
So that she could serve a community. So she is the first dog within the UK to serve a college community. She serves, you know, all of our students and our staff.
Oh, brilliant. So Weymouth College leading the way in this regard, as far as you know. And what kind of an impact? I'm going to take a picture of her, actually, so we can stick this up on our Twitter feed at some later point.
Yeah, but can you take me out of it?
Yeah, of course. She's a star. Come on now.
Yeah,
what kind of an impact is she having on some of the children who might have anxiety issues or concerns about exams or whatnot?
It's hard to put into words the impact, because it literally has been quite overwhelming. I guess one of the things that really nicely sums it up is one of my colleagues, Kate, had said to me that she'd watch Charity and I, well, Charity, not me, walking into college every day for a week, and every person that Charity walked past, student or staff, stopped and smiled. And that's a real blessing, I think, if you can start a day with a smile.
Yeah.
I know she de-stresses staff members before they teach, and if they can produce their best teaching for our students, that's the most important thing. She is ridiculously famous in the college. Like, she's got her own Facebook page,
right,
and her own Twitter page.
Of course.
Students come in all the time and say, is the stress dog here? People regularly look at my feet and not my face.
Oh, no.
But I don't mind. I mean, it's been absolutely amazing.
Would it be too much to ask? I mean, you don't know if she's still in these modes, but would she take my socks off
she
now?
She would, absolutely, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. So how does this work?
So, well, you need to take shoes off.
I understand that much. Okay. Alex is going to film this. We're going to put this up on Facebook a bit later on. Right, apologies, Charity. These are clean socks, but they do have a bit of a hole in the toe.
Okay, so I just need to loosen them slightly.
Okay.
And probably just pull down your bottom bit.
Yep. Excuse my hairy legs.
Nice legs.
Right, thank you.
Pull. Come on.
You can do it. I'm sorry, it's a bit tight. I'll give you a hand.
Pull.
Yes.
Give them there. I don't want them. Okay, fetch.
Can I have that back? Thank you very much, Charity.
Good girl.
That was very good.
Well done.
I've not been on the radio one socked before. How lovely. And do you know, Nola, is this something that Woofability might look at doing with other colleges or other schools if there's such a need?
I'm not sure in terms of Woofability. I know they're undergoing massive changes at the moment.
Yeah.
But certainly in terms of evidencing outcomes and stuff, we would say that Charity has made a massive difference to Weymouth College, and other colleges should certainly look into it.
At the risk of trying to get Charity to do things that she wouldn't normally do, does she ever bark?
She does.
Would she bark on command?
No.
Fine. Fine. I'm just thinking she's been so quiet.
When she barks, she's not necessarily meant to bark.
Oh, I see. She's been so quiet that people listening are just going to think we're making this up. Exactly.
Yeah. I can get her to eat a treat. That would be quite loud.
Yeah.
Okay, wait. Wait. Go.
And just to add to the sound effect quality, she missed the treat and knocked it onto the metal legs of our studio desk.
Just to make her presence known.
Nola, it's so lovely to see you. And Charity,
thank you for
thank
having
you
us.
So much for coming in. You are adorable. I'll take you home with
thank
me.
Thank you.
My cats would like you. Nola Smith and Charity, the assistant's dog at Weymouth College, live with us, I promise, live with us in the studio this morning.